Proclamation number 8911 of 13th of January, 1965. Task of the Vineyard Workers. You will be given instructions from the spiritual world, which you can well recognize as coming from me. If your hearts do not close themselves to truth, if the desire for truth is predominant in your thoughts, then you will not feel the slightest doubt and also openly stand up for what has gone out of the kingdom of light. But then you also have the duty to spread this spiritual good, because you must always consider that the world still lies in darkness. That error has gained the upper hand, against which you must take up arms. You will be granted an exceedingly great grace that you can penetrate the secrets of creation, that you will be given a light about yourselves, about your purpose of existence and everything that is around you in nature. You will be given information about my reign and activity and especially about the act of salvation of Jesus Christ. All correlations will be explained to you so that you can no longer regard yourselves as a random product of a creator's whim but know that nothing is without meaning and purpose, that you ought to reach the final aim which was set for you from the very beginning. And if you now likewise inform your fellow human beings of this, then you thereby do me a great service, because not every man is able to hear my voice directly, but he also is to know it, why he is on earth. He should know what he has been and what tasks I set him so that he reaches his aim. But he must be of good will and let himself be taught by you, because against the will I force no man to accept my word. And so you also have to give him knowledge that he has free will and that he is to use it right. You are also to inform him about the importance of the love commandments and just seek to have an effect on him completely in my will, which is announced to you with every supply of my word. You are to feel so connected to me myself that you are therefore now active on my behalf, always inwardly driven by me to it and out of love towards the fellow human being to whom you communicate. And my blessing will rest on you because everything what you now undertake helps to bring back to me the souls, which I once lost to my opponent, but which I will wrest from him, and when eternal times are necessary for it. But that this time is reduced, that is why I need you. That you already now help to redeem the souls, that is my plan, which finds its reason in it that one redemption epoch completes itself, that again a new one begins and I want to prevent it that the souls fail and again have to start the course through the earth creations anew. That is why I give you all knowledge of your long way of development before. I seek to awaken the feeling of responsibility in all souls through this knowledge, which certainly cannot be proven to them, but which nevertheless should make them think. Precisely this terrible fate, to be again newly conceived into matter, determines me to enlightenment, which no being but me can give to you. I let you take a look into my plan of salvation from eternity, and I give you knowledge, which fate you are facing, because you are in the time before the end of this redemption epoch, but you can also still turn back, if you believe what I speak to you. If you just ask me for favor, which then will also certainly be given to you. If you are of the will to do what I demand of you, if you just pay attention to my commandments and fulfill them, then you will brightly recognize that my words are truth, and you will now pass on your knowledge. For truth must break through. It will also be recognized by everyone who is of good will, for he will believe in a God and Creator out of whose power he has emerged, and where this faith is still present, there it will be easy to supply him with the evidence that this God and Creator wants to reveal himself as Father, and he will listen to his revelations, and then he is rescued for time and eternity. Amen.